My next guest came here from Palestine to escape Hamas and a life of war and terror. His journey has taken him from that life to one based in Kerry. He is now helping other migrants to integrate. Ahmed Lulu, you are very welcome to Global Village. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Thanks.
Ahmed, so tell me a little bit of where you were born.
Yeah. I was born in 1991 in Iraq. And we and my family, we left Iraq to move to Gaza in 1994. I born in Iraq.
And what was life like growing up in Gaza? Pretty traumatic.
In Gaza. Actually, the life there, it's not easy. If you want to live there, you have to be strong. So I grew up there. When I grew up, I learned a lot there. And you see like a lot of bombs and the Israeli, like they come always like to the city before they left Gaza. They was living Gaza before, and I saw many times like the soldiers and everything when I was little boy. So,
because you had your very sadly your best friend, died in front of you.
That what's happened? Like it was like in the area they call it Atufah. And me and my friend, like the Israeli, like the soldiers, they was in, and all the people, like they go like to see, to look like that. We're not scared, just we go to look always. So me and my friend,
the children are curious. Yeah. This is what you do.
So me and my friend, we went there, and a lot of people like around us and here. So we went there, and we was looking like hit the wall, and we was looking like that, and we back. We looking and we back. And here it's the street, small street. And if you want to cross the road, the street, they will shoot if anyone he cross.
Even children.
Yeah. They doesn't care. So me and my friend always we was looking like that and we back. We was looking and back. And then I feel like scared and like that. I said to him like, come on, let's go. He told me, okay, just give me 1 second, just and I'll be back. And I said, okay, I just return. And I hear like shot something like that, like guns and like that. I left, I saw him die.
How old were you then, Ahmed?
12.
You were 12 and you saw a friend shot in front of you. And when did your family think, okay, it's time to get you and your brother out of Gaza, because they realized it was just not safe for you anymore?
Me.
Yeah.
Just me, not my brother.
Not your brother, okay.
Yeah. Because I was have problem with Hamas, and they are actually like if you want to do like, you can't say anything.
You can't have an opinion.
You can't have anything. Just listen, and that's it. You can't talk. So like we was have problem there about like they want me to work with them, and I didn't accept and like that. And by the way, like if I work with them, the family of my friend, they will kill me because I will talk about his dad. And if I work as well, if I didn't work as well with them, they will kill me or they will shoot my legs to not walk anymore. Because the same guy who they talking about him, like to work with them, about him, they shot him in front of me before in his legs. Same guy. So they want me to work and like that, and I can't. And they take me and they broke my nose. You can see it now. So
it's awful, you know, because most people have never experienced the kind of experiences you've had, you know, because I lived in Sri Lanka, and I'm like, when you're saying about being used to bombs, you know, I was very used to bombs, very used to seeing soldiers with their finger on the trigger, you know. Yeah. And when I walk around Dublin, I'm so surprised that people are not more appreciative of the fact that we have peace in this world, in this country, you know. How are you? Before we get into just from a point of view, like the psychological impact this has had. When did you come to Ireland?
I came to Ireland in 2014, 7 July 2014. I came to Ireland,
and then you applied for asylum.
Yeah,
and very quickly. You got refugee status.
Actually, the first time I was have the interview in 8th of July, And they gave me another interview, the second one, in September. And when I went there, they told me it's cancelled, so we will send you another appointment about that. And they sent me in December, in 10th of December. And I finished my interview, and then they gave me the answer in May.
So, but
2015.
So, yeah. About a year, you.
You can say a year.
Yeah. And.
Nearly a year.
And can I ask, why Ireland? Out of all countries in the world, did you have a choice at all? Or it was just literally the only country you could get into?
Actually, it's a long story about that. I was thinking the first, for me, like to be in country, like safe country and like that. But I was thinking like to be close to my family in Sweden, my brother and my sister. So I apply in Denmark. I try to go out of Denmark to go to Sweden. They didn't let me out because I'm from Gaza and like that. So I apply asylum seeker there and they didn't accept me because I have visa to Ireland here. And then they told me you have to travel back to Ireland and like that. And because I'm on my own and I don't know what I will do and like that. I went to Sweden to my brother. And then I applied there as well. They didn't accept. Then they told me, like, you have chance, like, in Ireland and like that. And I say, okay, I'll go to Ireland.
You knew to survive, you had to come to Ireland. Yeah. And it's fantastic that you got refugee status.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about your family, because you left your father and the mother and your mother behind. And unfortunately,
actually, my mom, passed away, like, in 2010. Yeah, before, like, she was sick, she was have diabetic.
Diabetes, yeah?
Yeah, diabetes. So, like, she, like, we bring her, like, outside the country, here and here, to have, like, to the hospital, to have medicine and everything, like, to feel good. Mm. But they didn't, and they cut her legs, like, 3 times, and they feel so sad, and they stop eating and everything. So, and then she died. And then, like, I live with my dad, my sister, we stay together. And then, like, what's happened with me, problems and like that. And then I left the country. And then in 2015, I hear about my dad, like, he have the cancer and like that. I try my best to bring him here, to bring him to the hospital and like that, because I know the hospitals in Gaza, they didn't do, like, their job well. So try my best, but they didn't accept.
You were hoping for family unification, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't accept to bring him here, and my sister and my brother, I was thinking to bring him all here. They didn't accept about that. So, and after, like, always, I was giving my dad, like, hope, like, don't worry, like, I will bring you, and like that. And then in 2016, he died. Last year, in last month, June. So, yeah.
And how old are you now, Ahmed?
I'm now 25.
You're so young, and you've been through the wars. You know, you've been through so much at such a young age. And you're now in Kerry. And and when you came to Ireland, you had very little English.
Actually, I wasn't have anything.
At all?
At all.
And now look at you. You're national radio speaking, like, no problem. I believe you came across the Tralee Resource Center.
Yeah.
And tell me about your work there, because now you're volunteering there.
Yeah, I'm volunteering there about an international friend every Thursday. We do, like, sometimes, like, we do table tennis, like, we play games there, quiz, something like that. We go trips, like, Killarney, Dingle, here, around in Kerry. And as well, sometimes we cooking. We do cooking there, like, everyone he cook, like, from different country, because we have different nationality there. So, yeah.
So it's like, because I've had the pleasure of actually visiting the resource center in Tralee, and I was always struck by the sense of community.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, you know, 100 odd people from different nationalities.
Different nationalities.
And a lot of them, no family, and they found themselves, like yourself, on their own. And have you been... Like, you've been through so much. Do you feel like you're healing from a psychological point of view, from a mental health point of view? I know you're safe now, but do you feel some days you remember the stuff that you've been through? What do you do to kind of
like about
to get
like
through life, you know. And
you know, like you mean like if I remember my past and everything, or
no? I said, what do you do now? Because like you, I'm sure you have some. You've had the stuff that's happened in the past have had an impact on you. So what do you do to kind of keep the hope and you know stay positive with, after everything that you've been through?
Yeah.
Because I know you are now part of a dance troupe.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Actually, I do a lot. Like what? I just say to myself always every morning when I wake up, because that's what my family teach me about that. Just when you wake up, smile, and you will start a new day and do what you want. And just think about hope always and like that. So always when I wake up, I will say to myself, today it will be a great day. So just do good things and you will be 100% okay. Always like that.
That's a great attitude to have. And tell me about this festival, because you're taking part in a festival in Smithfield Market.
Yeah, it's the Big Bang Festival in Dublin here. We will do the group Welcome to the Stranger. We will do dance, Palestinian dance, Irish dance, African dance with Catherine Young. So, like the first time when I meet Catherine, she told me like about the dance and like that, if interesting about that. So I said to her, yes, why not? I do Palestinian dance and like that. And then I meet the group. And like the first time, like I feel like a little bit like, because it's my first time like with them. And then like make new friend, new communication. I practice about my English more strong than before. And like they are nice group, lovely group. And they are so communication, so it's nice.
Before I let you go, Ahmed, what's the dream? What would you like to do?
What's my dream?
Because you're so young and your whole life is ahead of you. What would you like to do?
My dream actually to finish first my college, my university. I was doing nursing before, but I didn't continue because my reading and writing not perfect, not strong enough for the course. So I want to finish this first, because this is the dream as well for my dad and my mom, to finish my university and like that. And to do like good things for people, to save them, to teach them good things in this life and like that.
Well, Ahmed Lulu, thank you very much for joining us on Global Village and for sharing your story with us. Go ahead.
Yeah. And just I want to talk about as well, like one guy from Palestine, his name Raed Said. He's coming from West Bank. He's playing drums in the big festival. So I hope like all of them, like all the people like come to enjoy the festival and like that, to see my dance and to see Rod, his drums and like that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's Ahmed Lulu joining us on Global Village.
Thank you.